Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Acts chapter 4, verse 32 to 35. Acts chapter 4, verse 32 to 35. All the believers were one in heart and mind. No one claimed that any of their possessions was their own, but they shared everything they had. With great power, the apostles continued to testify to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and God's grace was so powerfully at work in them all that there were no needy persons among them. For from time to time, those who owned land or houses sold them, brought the money from the sales, and put it at the apostles' feet, and it was distributed to anyone who had need. My theme for reflection is Living the Resurrection, a call to radical generosity. Living the Resurrection, a call to radical generosity. In Acts 4:32 to 35, we see a powerful example of what it means to live in the light of the resurrection. The early believers, united in heart and mind, shared everything they had, ensuring that no one among them was in need. This radical generosity was not just a nice idea. It was a tangible expression of the transformative power of the resurrection. The community's sharing of possessions was a direct response to the grace they had received through Jesus' resurrection. It was an embodiment of their belief that just as God had raised Jesus from the dead, God could also raise them from their own self-centeredness and fear, empowering them to care for others. The story of Ananias and Sapphira, which follows this passage, serves as a reminder of the dangers of holding back, of choosing self over community. Their story contrasts sharply with that of Barnabas, who gave freely and fully, trusting in God's provision. This narrative challenges us to examine our own lives. Are we living in a way that reflects the resurrection, or are we holding back out of fear, greed, or a desire for control? In today's world, where individualism often takes precedence over community, this passage invites us to rethink our priorities. It calls us to move beyond the accumulation of wealth and material success as markers of worth and to embrace a life of shared resources and mutual care. The early Christians understood that their lives were inextricably linked, that true resurrection living meant looking out for one another and ensuring that everyone had what they needed. My dear friends, this message is especially relevant today as we navigate a world where economic inequality is rampant and many live in poverty while others have more than enough. The early church's practice of sharing everything was not just a utopian ideal, it was a radical act of faith in a God who provides. It challenges us to consider how we can embody this same spirit of generosity in our own lives and communities. Instead of seeing our resources as our own, what if we viewed them as gifts to be shared for the common good? How might this change the way we approach issues of poverty, inequality, and justice? There are two questions for reflection. Number one, in what ways can I practice radical generosity, sharing my resources to meet the needs of others in my community? Number two, am I holding back from fully living out my faith because of fear, greed, or a desire for control? And how can I trust more deeply in God's provision? Gracious God, you have called us to live in the light of the resurrection, sharing all that we have with those in need. Help us to trust in your provision and to let go of our fears and selfish desires. Teach us to embody the generosity of the early church, seeing our resources not as our own, but as gifts to be shared. May we be a community that reflects your love and grace in all that we do. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.